you know around the clock. This is News 96.5 WDBO.
Good morning. It's 7:39 now. 21 minutes until you're late if you got to be there by 8 o'clock. A little bit of smoke this morning from a distant fire. 62 degrees now. It's going to be sunny, warm. We'll get up to 86 later today. I am joined by Channel 9 Eyewitness News political reporter Christopher Heath. He's joining us in our Orlando radio studios. And Dori Scheimer is joining us from the News 96.5 WDBO studios in Washington, D.C. And both of you guys are kind of following the same story here, along with Jamie Dupree. And that is Scott Pruitt, the embattled, if you will, head of the EPA.
Yeah, that's right. He's going to be on Capitol Hill this morning for two separate House hearings where we're expecting lawmakers to ask him some pretty tough questions about the ethics and the spending investigations against him right now. The recent reports that he has been misusing government funds, a $43,000 soundproof booth in his office, expensive travel, a rent agreement that raised ethical concerns. So we're expecting lawmakers to ask him about all of those things today.
Yeah, and the rental agreement, I mean, for people that aren't familiar, he got a room that he rented from a lobbyist there in D.C. He was paying $50 a night, but was only paying the $50 on the nights he was there. He didn't have to pay if he didn't actually stay, which is you don't get that deal at Holiday Inn. If you rent the room for a week, but you only sleep there for six nights, they don't refund you the seventh. And that has raised quite a few red flags up there.
Well, now some people
he
might
also
argue
didn't actually pay it.
Yeah.
He had this agreement for $50 a night, but it turned out he was actually even behind in those rent payments.
But some people might argue that he's helping to save taxpayer dollars by finding a deal as good as that.
Helping save taxpayer dollars by staying at the home of a lobbyist is
who has business
not
before
exactly
the agency.
Swamp drainage, if you will.
Now, but speaking about draining the swamp, I mean, Scott Pruitt has been kind of quietly one of the most effective members of the Trump administration when it comes to draining the swamp and getting rid of regulations on businesses and others with the EPA.
And without a doubt, I mean, he's had a really good track record when it comes to rolling back a lot of the administrative things that were put in there under 8 years of the Obama administration. That's why you've seen so many, especially on the right and the business community, rally to his defense, because he has been very effective when it comes to kind of rolling back a lot of those regulations within the EPA.
And while sometimes President Trump can get away with the rookie mistakes, you know, because he's never been in politics before, Scott Pruitt has been in politics for a very long time. Mm-hmm. He should be immune from rookie mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, Scott Pruitt, you know, the attorney general in Oklahoma, he knows what he's doing. And we're hearing in a New York Times report this morning that Pruitt will place the blame on his staff for a lot of these controversies, spread the blame that it wasn't him. He didn't know about improper raises for his staff. He didn't know about how costly some of his travel was, things like that, to try to get himself off the hook before these House lawmakers.
Do we have any predictions to make ahead of his hearings?
Well, I think Chris brought up an interesting point about Republicans being in a tough spot because they are so happy with the job that Pruitt is doing at the EPA in terms of regulation. So I think you'll hear from Republicans on these committees trying to highlight those wins and try to downplay the other controversies that are clouding his tenure.
And I think part of the thing is you'll want to see, you know, at what point do Republicans say we can still get all these rollbacks of these EPA regulations, of the overbearing reach of the federal government from somebody else. We could put in somebody else to do this job who would still roll these back but would not have the baggage of having hired a banking friend from Oklahoma, having, you know, built a soundproof booth, having asked for the sirens to be clicked on so they could get across D.C. to a dinner reservation. I mean, all these things, they start to pile up, and you say at some point, we could still get all the rollbacks with somebody else in there not named Scott Pruitt. That may be the breaking point.
All right, Dori Scheimer and Christopher Heath, and this story will continue to follow for you throughout the day today with great interest. Make sure you download the News 96.5 WDBO app. Turn on your app notifications. That way, if you're away from the radio, when there are breaking developments in the story, you'll still be the first to know. 7:44 now on Orlando's Morning News.
Joe, we're off to a good start this morning. Of course, we're still kind of